Florida's new House Speaker is Merritt Island Republican Steve Crisafulli. When he took to the chamber lectern for the first time, he made it clear he's a small government kind of guy.
The debate over the role of government has fiercely been contested for time immemorial. In my judgment, it is often the case that complex problems facing our society are often compounded by government interference. There's a legitimate role for government to play in our lives. However, make no mistake, that role must be limited.
Crisafulli is a seventh-generation Floridian whose family has owned cattle and citrus farms.
A few years ago, there was a proposal in the House to deregulate the registration, and I'm looking at Speaker Cannon, to deregulate the registration of livestock brands through the Department of Agriculture. An effort I opposed for a simple reason. It violated one of the legitimate roles of government to protect our private property rights.
Before being handed the gavel, made from wood harvested at his family's orange grove, Crisafulli was officially nominated by Land O'Lakes Republican Representative Richard Corcoran. Corcoran says the new speaker has a rare quality among elected officials.
Fortunately for all of us, it is a trait that our next speaker exemplifies. Member Steve Crisafulli always, always keeps his word.
Speaking to reporters after the swearing-in ceremony, Crisafulli said his number one legislative priority is water management. Meanwhile, in the other legislative chamber, his counterpart, Senate President Andy Gardner, addressed a new constitutional amendment setting aside money for water and land conservation. Gardner says the initiative, known as Amendment 1, will undoubtedly cause some pain as lawmakers craft a budget this year.
The challenge Amendment 1 is not spending more money on environment. We already spend millions of dollars in dock stamp and other state revenues on environmental issues. The challenge facing the Senate is the impact on Amendment 1 on other areas that are also funded by dock stamp revenues, specifically transportation, affordable housing, and economic development.
The Orlando Republican said the Senate must do its best to continue the last few years' economic growth. He ended with a promise to be the best possible servant leader.
I am truly beyond words, humble, and I will do everything I can to make you and my family and my mom and dad proud. Thank you. Thank you.
Gardner, Crisafulli, and the rest of the legislature return to Tallahassee in January for committee meetings ahead of the full legislative session. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.